a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We don't have a lot of time for this, but I've got to tell you this story.
Please do.
It's from the UK.
Don't put your accent on.
No, I'm doing it.
No.
So there's this guy. His name is Mark King. And as Tom would say, sounds made up. Yeah. Love you, Tom. Miss you, Tom.
Ball
anyway, he's 54 years old. And what he does is he's like, hi, my name's Mark and I'm addicted to cheese.
Sure.
Been there, done that. Am that person. Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm addicted to cheese. I'll take it all. Soft cheeses, hard cheeses, blue cheeses. Cheese.
The mouldy, rotten cheeses.
Yeah. So what he likes to do is that he says he's acclimatised to cheese and he gets through not one, but two blocks a day. Now, you're saying that because you're feeling your stomach.
Yeah,
right,
like he's backed up.
Do you know what he does? He puts an entire block of cheese in between two pieces of bread.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine that? Hey, love, buy me another marsh vac. I just got to...
When's the last time he
went to the toilet?
Vacated,
I don't
his
know.
Bowels.
He says he's a dad of four. He's like, I've got a six pack after acclimatizing to the dairy product. He goes, I'll eat cheese with every meal, but I skip macaroni and cheese and cauliflower and cheese because it's not cheesy enough for him. His wife said, my husband probably eats the amount of cheese that's humanly possible. It's the most. He has two packs a day. He would eat a lot more, but I've calmed him down. He's got a bit out of control, to be honest.
You're out of control with your accent. Keep going.
He's very healthy. I don't think he would have an heart attack. He's so muscular. I took him to the GP for bloods and all that and everything came back perfect. GP said he's been eating it for so long, it's like he's acclimatised to it. When we met 25 years ago, he was doing three sandwiches. His favourite is a block of cheese in between two pieces of bread. He cuts it up. He has it with Marmite and mayonnaise and white pepper sometimes. He's eaten four in a day before.
That's okay. Good by you. There was a little bit of American in there.
This guy is my dream. Is my dream. Who amongst us hasn't taken a whole block to just sit down on the couch and have a little
whole between? No.
I have a vivid memory.
Of you watching it.
I'm watching the movie Hook and I've got a block of now cheer cheese in my hand.
And you got the whole thing.
Whole block.
No.
Just leave me be, guys. This is my time.
Oh,
this is my cheese time.
Like the dog from Anchorman.
You're very impressed.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This next guest of ours, I first fell in love with when he released a song. It was all about getting day drunk and I knew right then and there that this was one of my people. Well,
speaking to you, Tom.
Directly to you.
He's since gone on to become one of our biggest country exports to the world. His name is Morgan Evans and he comes to us live now from Nashville. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Great to have you back on the show. You're just back home in Nashville from a bit of a tour, am I right?
Yeah, you're right, mate. I just realised this weekend going by is the first weekend I've had at home in 3 months. So we've been going pretty hard. We did all of Europe and the UK and Ireland, and then we just did the States for the last 2 months. And got a few days of a breather at the moment and quite enjoying it.
So you're just going to air out the house over the next couple of days? I can imagine that you walked in, you're like, dusty. Have been home.
That's all right, actually. It survived, thankfully.
Good. Good to know.
You are, as part of your travels eventually, you're going to be heading back to our shores, which is very exciting here in Australia. I just wonder, Morgan, nerves-wise, are you playing, as you've said, huge tour, playing in front of huge audiences? But when you head back home, and in particular, I'm thinking of Newcastle, when you head back to your home gigs, do the nerves build even more because they're your country's fans?
Yeah, there's a bit of both of those things. It's like the idea of it, playing the hometown show is like the thing that I kind of most look forward to. And then, yeah, you're right, when you get there. I mean, it's been a long time since we played a proper hometown show, I will say, but every show in Australia feels like one of those these days, which is an amazing feeling in itself. But, yeah, when you're there and you set up somewhere like the Palais Theatre or the Sydney Opera House or something like that, I know there'll be a few nerves, but they're ones that I quite enjoy.
Morgan, we late last week caught up with the Gold Coast own Casey Barnes, who I know the country sort of scene. You guys all sort of know each other, and it's quite a quite a small scene. But
you do know that, Tom.
Well, no, I know. Every country music sort of artist that you speak to, they're like, oh yeah, I know such as that, Luke Combs.
Right,
I know
right,
this guy.
Yeah.
I know that guy. Do you think you could take him in a fight?
I can't remember. I've met him in person, I think, maybe one or two times. I can't remember. Is he tall? I know he's a fit guy. Is he tall or is he...
Oh, you're sass talking, Morgan.
I mean, he's got an older cat too, which is like... What's that?
You're sass talking. You're like, I don't even remember. Who's he again? Oh, I know what you're doing and I love it, Morgan. My money's on you.
No, I'm talking through like how I'll get to the odds here. I guess is what I'm saying. You know, the size, the tattoos make it at least 10% tougher, you know?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Are you sussing out his height because you want to know if he's got a reach advantage? Like, are you really analysing this deeply?
I don't know. Look, I was trying to answer your question. We'd probably end up doing a song together.
We appreciate that, Morgan. We have form. We did pit Dean Lewis and Vance Joy against each other, and Dean crumbled. So,
well, Vance is pretty big, right? He's a pretty tall guy.
That's the
He'd
thing.
He'd have to reach.
I think that's where we run into the Casey Barnes issue. Hey, mate, when you do get back to Australia, do you have sort of something that you can't, particularly food-wise, something you can't get over in the States that's your go-to? As soon as you get back onto Australian soil, you go X, Y, Z?
Yeah, it's just the coffee, the readily available great coffee in Australia, which I miss when I travel around the world and especially in America. So that'd be my go-to for sure.
Yeah, nice.
And as far as your tour goes, I know you've got a lot of 18-plus gigs, but you've got some all-ages gigs as well. Do the kiddies just go off, like, a little bit more than the 18-plus gigs, do you find? Because they push to the front of the row and there's nothing you can do about it, which is quite annoying for people like me. It's like, oh, well, I've got to let the kids go in the front there because they're kids, Morgan, you see?
Yeah, I know. They're definitely exercising their kid advantage. We've played a few over here lately, honestly. As the weather's got warmer, we've been playing some outdoor shows, and I love it. I love it when my families come, they lay down a blanket, and the kids are dancing around and stuff like that. I think it brings a great energy to the show. I'm looking forward to that fun.
Amazing. All right. You've been very patient with us, Morgan, and we appreciate that. You're a beautiful man, and we are very excited for your return to Australia and, in fact, to Victoria. You're hitting the Palais Theatre on the 15th of September. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Mate, all the best for the start of the tour, and can't wait to see you when you get here.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Likewise, too. I'll let you know if I run into Casey in any dark alleyways or anything like that.
He'll hear this, mate, so he'll know. He'll see you before you see him.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Loggy, you and I, we're both dog people.
Yes.
I've got beautiful Rosie. You've got Wombi.
Yeah.
I've got to say, okay, so anytime I take Rosie for a walk, anything like that, I am a very conscientious picker-upperer.
You are, so much so that when Rosie did one down a cliff once, you rolled down to get it.
I don't know how conscientious I am with that sort of stuff, but I am very much, I take my bags with me, always got a good stock of them, I pick up, everything like that. Stop it.
Sorry.
Log.
When she goes.
But recently, one of the perils of being a junior sporting coach is when you turn up to an oval.
Yeah.
And that oval has been used. Obviously, dogs play on ovals and run and everything like that. Sometimes there's not so many conscientious dog owners out there. And occasionally, in the middle of an oval that's about to be played under nines kids sport, there's a dirty big dog poo just sitting right there. Stop it, Loggy. I had to go round and clear an oval. You think you're hilarious, don't you?
Sorry.
It's like you're a six-year-old kid. I had to clear a couple of little landmines that were out on the oval. So childish.
I'm listening.
Okay, Tom's going to call in and he's going to yell at you.
Go on.
And it's going to be good.
I'm not doing it. I'm adding to the story.
So I had to go and clear. With plastic bag, I felt physically sick. Like I was, it was so disgusting picking up another dog's dog poo.
That is...
Sorry to everybody out there who is just getting grossed out by this right now.
And just don't mention it. Just keep on talking.
The kids in the car are probably laughing away, cackling. That's gold. Again, I can pick up my own dog's poo.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not and don't want to, but was forced to pick up somebody else's dog's dog poo, yeah. And I found it so disgusting.
Yes.
So much so that if I now am in the park with Rosie and I go to pick up hers and there's another dog poo there, I'm like, well, I'm not picking that one up. That is so disgusting. Like as though it's different, made of different stuff.
It is.
And it's yuck. So I'll happily do Rosie's.
Yes.
But I'm so grossed out by another dog's dog poo, which seems ridiculous.
No, but that's just like saying when you go into a public toilet and you see like a reverse kangaroo, like, well, we all do it. You know, no, it's not like that. It's different. It's very different. I'm exactly the same as you. The weird thing is, Wombi, we go on paths in Ocean Grove up to the beach on the dunes, and sometimes it is like Lamington Central. It is like the dog poos wrapped in sand. You can't see them. Like, come on, guys. Pick up after your dog. It's so bad. I'm the same as you. Wombi can go literally right next to someone else's stack and I will not pick it up. And you can tell because I'm like, that one's cold. I'll leave that one.
But you'll get the Wombi's warm one. Stop it. Does that make us bad?
I think... Like bad dog owners.
No, well, we're good dog owners because we pick up after our dog, but should you pick up someone? Like, yeah, I can never pick up someone else's.
No. I don't think it makes us bad. I think that's fine because you should pick up after your own dog.
Okay, but what if it's, like, you're right next to him. Why can't you just pick them both up in one handful? I don't want to, but is that bad?
I don't think that makes us bad at all. Let's do a phone poll.
Okay.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Does it make us bad people, bad dog owners, Lingy and myself?
If there's one right there, just be efficient, grab them both. Because I was forced to do it. Oh, I'm going to get so angry at you when we go to a song. And I was so grossed out by it, I just don't want to pick up anyone else's. Mm. Are we bad people?
I don't think we are, but give us a call. 52-232-955.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Does it make us bad people?
Yes, that's the question. Tony from Cryo. Tony, what do you reckon?
Nah, definitely not, guys. I'm not going to go picking up after someone else's dog. That's their responsibility.
Exactly.
Yes, well,
and you know...
Is Loggy a bad person because of her sound effects she's making right now, Tony?
100% not. I've got two young boys that would be absolutely cacking themselves in the car on the way to school tomorrow.
Oh, I love it, Tony. Okay, well, I'm glad. That means, and if Tony says, then I believe anyone named Tony, if they say you're bad, you know you are. But if they say you're good,
you're 100%
you just got to take
good.
That as gospel.
What about Brett from Bell Park? Brett, are we bad or not?
No, you're not. I do the same thing as Lingy on the weekend, pick up kids' school footy oval and that, and hope to God I did not find any of those landmines.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I didn't. And I also have a friend that walks my dog while I'm away at sea, and he won't pick up after him. He doesn't even let him poo.
What do you mean he doesn't let him? Like, he goes and he's like, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, when the dog drops a squat and he's about to, he pulls him and says, no, you're not doing that, because he will not even pick up after my dog.
Oh, my God, you need a new friend. I'll come around. Like, that poor dog. Have you ever been in a situation where you can't get to a toilet? Oh, my God, that poor dog.
Karen from Clifton Springs, bring this one home for us. We've said had two people who've said we're not bad people. What about you, Karen? Do you reckon we are? Stop it.
Definitely not. Definitely
Yay!
Not.
Good to know.
I work in a shop that's got a tree out the front, and we have a lot of dogs that come along and does a poop.
Yep.
And the owners don't stop to pick them up, so I bang on the window.
Yes.
And go, hey, pick it up.
Yes, Karen.
I like it, Karen. And Karen, give us your feedback on Loggy's incessant sound effects that are going on.
If she must.
Let's give yourself a fart of applause.
Oh, love. Stop it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.